To the July 16th City Council meeting. Please stand as you are able for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ms. Ashy, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin is absent. Councilmember Zimmer?
Here.
Councilmember Ward?
Here.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Here.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Here.
Councilmember Sears?
Here.
Councilmember Dewey?
Here. Seeing no introductions and recognitions, presentations or public hearings, we'll move to public comments.
Yes.
Ms. Ashy?
The public comments portion of the meeting is an opportunity for the City Council to listen to comments from citizens. It is not a question and answer session, and the City Council will not respond to comments or answer questions during this period. The mayor may refer any matter brought up to the City Council, to the Chief Administrative Officer, or City Clerk if action is needed. I received two emails from citizens that I wish to read into the record. The first email is from Patrick Richmond at 444 North Clay. Patrick stated that the city needs to have a year-round, full-time, free trolley service similar to the Holiday Trolley. We need it to connect to Kirkwood Commons with downtown Kirkwood and Schnucks on Manchester at Woodlawn, stopping at First Watch, Starbucks, Clay and Argonne, Clay and Essex, Kirkwood YMCA, Walgreens, Global Markets, and Kirkwood Podiatry. I think if it does become a reality and we have it run every 10 to 15 minutes from 5 a.m. to 12 midnight, I feel it would be very useful for both the residents of Kirkwood and the tourists that come here. I feel this trolley idea is a must. The route I want to go is to head north on Kirkwood Road, west on Woodbine, north on Clay, east on Essex, rejoin Kirkwood Road northbound up to Manchester, then have it head east on Manchester to Schnucks. Then for its southbound trip, the trolley should go back to Kirkwood and Essex, but have it remain on Kirkwood Road, but pull into the lot of Walgreens and join Washington at the south end of the south parking lot at Global. Then it is to head east on Washington, south on Taylor, west on Madison, and would rejoin Kirkwood Road at Madison for the remainder of the trip to Kirkwood Commons. It would pull into the main lot of Pioneer Place for the southbound trip and into the lot at Woodbine Center for the southbound trip, and when it heads north, have it pull into the back lot of Pioneer Place. The next email was received from Josh Kaplan at 423 Central Place. Mr. Kaplan asks that the City Council please provide updates and propose timelines on when they plan on revisiting and voting on the public review and adoption of the proposed zoning and subdivision code changes that have been postponed, specifically the code updates that pertains to Chapter 2548B2 section around setbacks. And that is all I have.
Thank you. Consent agenda. We need a motion and second to approve the consent agenda. Do I have a second?
Second.
Got that? Any questions and comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say nay. Great, I get to keep sitting in this chair. unfinished business. Bill 10833, Mr. Haas.
Mayor and Council, Ms. Deputy Mayor and Council, an ordinance appropriating $14,940 from the Equitable Sharing Fund balance to the machinery and equipment account for the purchase of 60 signal sidearm units from Axon Enterprises Incorporated for the Police Department.
Thank you. Questions or comments from Council? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Councilmember Zimmer? Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Dewey?
Yes. Bill 10834, Mr. Haas.
Deputy Mayor and Council, an ordinance appropriating $272,770 from the medical fund to the medical premiums account for fiscal year 2019-2020.
Questions or comments from Council? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Dewey?
Yes.
Bill 10835.
Deputy Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $21,681 from the Workers' Compensation Fund to the Other Professional Services account for fiscal year 2019-2020.
Thank you. Questions and comments from Council? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Dewey?
Yes.
Bill 10837.
Deputy Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $11,089 from the Workers' Compensation Fund to the Workers' Compensation Premiums account for fiscal year 2019-2020.
Questions or comments from Council?
Just to clarify, that was Bill 10836, correct?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
The clarification I was going to make too. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Dewey?
Yes.
Bill 10837.
Deputy Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $133,095 from the Medical Fund to the Claims Expense account for fiscal year 2019-2020.
Questions or comments from Council? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Dewey?
Yes.
Bill number 10838.
Deputy Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance reappropriating $496,229 to the Distribution System Improvements account, project number EL1803, from fiscal year 2019-2020 to fiscal year 2020-2021 for the final payments to Gerstner and CMT for the work performed for the signal modernization on Kirkwood Road.
Any questions or comments from Council? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Dewey?
Yes.
Bill 10839.
Deputy Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $548,221 from the Sanitation Fund balance to the Machinery and Equipment account, project number SA-2002, for fiscal year 2019-2020.
Questions or comments from Council? Seeing none, excuse me.
Oh, I was just going to verify. This was introduced because the purchase had not been officially approved. Is that correct?
That's the money needs to be appropriated. The purchase actually was approved by Council. It's a matter of appropriating the money necessary to make the purchase.
Okay. All right, great. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Dewey?
Yes.
Moving to new business, resolution 82-2020. Mr. Haas, please.
Deputy Mayor and Council, this is a resolution authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into a supplemental agreement number 3 to engineering services contract with CMT and increasing the contract amount by $12,831.97 for a not to exceed amount of $956,992.39 for professional engineering services for the Kirkwood Road Traffic Signal Optimization and Interconnect Project CMAQ-5502605.
We need a motion and second, please.
Move approval.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments from Council? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry. We need a roll call.
Oh, thank
you. I apologize.
Roll call. Thank you.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Dewey?
Yes.
Consent agenda items. Are there any council reports? I'm sorry, we did not do any consent agenda. Or are there any council reports? Liz?
Well, I attended my first SBD meeting this week, and this weekend is the sidewalk sale. Just wanted to make sure everybody knows about that. And they've worked really hard at trying to, you know, keep people safe and all those things. So, you know, if you're out and about, it would be great to support them. They were asked by Donna Poe to sign a letter supporting the train station grant. So there was a lot of discussion then about construction, which is a little bit ahead of it. But when we're writing the grant, if that could be thought of, that where are trucks going to park and are they going to affect our businesses and all that kind of thing. So just something to keep in mind. And then we also attended, some of us attended a Zoom this morning on the train station grant. It was a review with East West Gateway. And I thought it went really well. I don't know if you have anything to add, Russ.
I think it's a very viable project, and we're hopeful that East West Gateway sees it the same way and scores it well.
Oh.
I did have one. I wanted to go back and revisit that bill 10833. I should have done that at the time. I think it's important the community understand what that is. It is a piece of equipment that is attached to the holster, so when a police officer pulls his weapon, it turns his camera, his body cam, on in case he might have forgotten it. So I think it's a really good investment for us to protect everyone involved when there's a weapon drawn. And I also wanted to comment on, I don't know that there's ever been better performance by a deputy mayor at a council meeting.
I don't think so. On record now.
Wow.
That's all I have.
He just doesn't know.
Yeah. And I would just like to mention that our prayers and thoughts go to our Mayor Griffin, who's lost part of his family this week, and that's why he isn't here. CAO, Mr. Haas, any reports?
I have no reports at this time.
Mr. Hassel?
I have nothing to report. I would join in Wallace's comments, though, on the excellent job of the deputy mayor.
Thank you. City clerk?
Yes, deputy mayor. I have two reports of the Planning and Zoning Commission meetings that were held this week. The first report is from the July 15th. 2020 meeting of the planning oh I apologize from the July 14th 2020 meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The following action was taken: the commission recommended approval of a one-year extension of the period in which construction shall commence under the special use permit amendment for BP at 10901 Manchester Road. By a vote of 4-4, the commission failed to recommend approval of a request for a mixed-use development in the B2 zoning district known as The James, formerly Kirkwood Flats, at 426 North Kirkwood Road. By a vote of 6-1, the commission failed to recommend approval of a rezoning from R4 to B3 for the properties located at 10939 Manchester Road and 1113, 1119, 1120, 1121, 1123, and 1125 Earl Avenue. By a vote of 6-1, the commission failed to recommend approval of a special use permit for a convenience gas store and car wash and a site plan for a Petromart at 10921 through 10939 Manchester Road and 1113 through 1125 Earl Avenue. The next report is of the July 15th, 2020 meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The following action was taken: after a presentation for a request for a zoning code text amendment, site plan review and subdivision for Commerce Bank at 350 North Kirkwood Road, Commissioners Klippel, Eagleton, and Finer were appointed to the subcommittee. The subcommittee will meet via Zoom on July 27th at 8 a.m. After a presentation for a request for a zoning code text amendment, special use and site plan review for a mixed-use development in the B2 zoning district at 300 North Kirkwood Road, Commissioners Adkins, Deal, and O'Donnell were appointed to the subcommittee. The subcommittee will meet via Zoom on August 4th at 8:30 a.m. After a presentation for a request for a special use permit for a restaurant with a drive-through and outdoor seating for Starbucks at 300 South Kirkwood Road, Commissioners Deal, Eagleton, and O'Donnell were appointed to the subcommittee. The subcommittee will meet via Zoom on August 5th at 9 a.m. After a presentation for a request for a site plan review for Villa Di Maria Montessori School at 1280 Simmons Avenue, Commissioners Klippel and Feiner were appointed to the subcommittee. The subcommittee will meet via Zoom on July 28th at 8:30 a.m. Planning and Development Services Director Jonathan Raich presented the second annual update of the Envision Kirkwood 2035 Comprehensive Plan. An election of officers was held, and Jim Adkins was elected chair, James Deal was elected vice chair, and David Eagleton was elected the secretary treasurer. And that's all I have.
Thank you.
Deputy Mayor and Council, I don't mean to nitpick. Laurie actually read correctly what the report says, but for the to be clear on the record, the vote that was relating to the rezoning from R4 to B3 was actually 1 in favor and 6 against. Mm-hmm. It reflects 6-1. The commission failed to recommend. So to be clear, it was 1 in favor and 6 against. And likewise, there was a vote 1 in favor and 6 against the approval of a special use permit for a convenience or gas station and a site plan for the Petromart.
Thank you. Any further comments? Seeing none and no further business, the meeting is adjourned. The next regular meeting of the Kirkwood City Council will take place at 7 p.m. on August 6th, 2020.